Amidst the running, the hitting, the yelling, and the whistles of practice is the occasional cry of
Game week.
The 49ers are excited. They've been practicing for more than a year for this first game against the Campbell Camels. Wide receiver Mekel Hunter says he's looking forward to just playing against someone who's not on his own team.
Just ready to see some new faces. We've been practicing against each other for a long time. And just ready to see some new guys out there hit some new people.
Hunter transferred from Air Force. He's one of the team's few veterans. Most haven't played in a game since high school. Redshirt freshman and starting quarterback Matt Johnson graduated from Maiden High in Catawba County. He says it's tough not having anyone older to learn from, but he feels prepared.
We're not the same as any other freshman in the country because we've got to go perform on day one. So I think that's helped us a lot. And even though it is a little, I'm going in uncharted waters, I think that I've got a coach ahead of me that has prepared me well for it.
Johnson will lead an up-tempo spread offense for the 49ers. That means keeping a fast pace to keep the other team's defense worn out and off balance. And the Niners' defense has to prepare for the same thing from their opponents. So practice is a whirl of motion. On one field, linebackers practice blitzes.
You're blitzing, right? You're blitzing.
Behind them, pads crack as defensive linemen practice hitting. To the side of them, redshirts do the same drills. A new period begins. Everyone runs to their next drill, and the organized chaos whirls again.
We want to play fast, and so that's the way we practice.
Coach Brad Lambert.
We want our guys moving around. We don't want a lot of walking around out there. And that's all a part of establishing how we play and the way we want to play in this first game.
Lambert says his players are ready to start the season, or as ready as they can be.
The hard part is, going through all the unknowns that can happen in a game, because a lot of our players haven't been in a college game. So all the funny situations that could come up in a game, you have to cover all that. And we don't have older guys to, kind of say, hey, this is what's going to happen to you. So we have to show them everything.
In particular, Lambert's worried about his special teams, kickoffs, punts, and returns, which are hard to simulate in practice. He spends the first part of Tuesdays with that unit. One thing the new team does not have to worry about is its fan base. Tickets to the 15,000-seat stadium are entirely sold out, and they're selling for between $185 and $450 on the secondary market site StubHub. Free safety Desmond Cooper says he's already being recognized around campus.
I actually had four professors I know I never had before come up to me today and tell me good luck, which I don't even know how they know I'm on the team.
Still, this is a first-year program. Athletic Director Judy Rose says, let's temper expectations at first.
Everybody that we're playing, everybody else, I don't care if they're a much smaller school, a Division III school, they've been playing football for a long time. So realistically, we want to put a competitive product on the field that we feel good about.
The team will have to get up to speed quickly. The 49ers spend the first 2 years in the second-tier FCS division, but in 2015, they enter the Division I Conference USA. Still, Lambert's pleased at how far they've already come.
I used to lay awake at night and go, okay, what's that first team going to look like? Who's going to be on it? Who's going to even, we didn't get our first commitment till October. Like, nobody's going to come play for us. You hit all those emotions.
On Saturday, it'll be time to hit someone else for a change.
Game week!
For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.